Welcome back to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox here at CindySheehanSoapbox.com and now in Dallas on 1360 AM Rational Radio. I'm your host, Cindy Sheehan. I'm sorry about last week when we didn't have a new show for you, but my guest, Gore Vidal, had to cancel at the last minute because he was very ill. We have rescheduled him for July. He will be on in July. This week also was a very disturbing week for me. A dear friend of mine and a dear friend of yours and a person who has done so much for humanity and so much for this world was arrested by the Israeli Navy. Cynthia McKinney was taking a boat from Cyprus to Gaza to bring humanitarian aid, and she and 21 others were stopped in international waters. Their boat was boarded by the Israeli Navy, clear act of piracy because they were in international waters, and she and the 21 other people were arrested. They're somewhere in Israeli prison right now, and we're not exactly sure what's happening to them. I will, for my soapbox rant, replace my rant with a message from Cynthia McKinney that she was able to get out from an Israeli jail. But today we'll be replaying an interview I did with Cynthia back in March, because today we couldn't get a hold of anybody from the Free Gaza movement that sends the boats from Cyprus to Gaza, because they're all in Cyprus and they're on a much different time zone than we are. So please stay tuned for the show. Stay tuned for Cynthia's message. And we do have some new soapbox actions and a new Ask Cindy question at the end of the show. So stay tuned for this very interesting interview we did with Cynthia. This is Cindy Sheehan. You're listening to CindySheehanSoapbox.com.
Hi, my name is Pam. I live in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco, and I have been a supporter of Cindy's since she announced she was going to run for Congress against Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. I worked tirelessly on her campaign because I believe in Cindy, and I believe in the cause of peace and justice that she stands for. If you're listening to this show, then more than likely you support Cindy too. Please consider making a donation to keep Cindy Sheehan's soapbox airing on the web. It is important for me to be able to continue to hear the truth. In a world where truth and courage are in such short supply, Cindy fills that void. Please go to www.cindysheehansoapbox.com and click on the donate link. That's www.cindysheehansoapbox.com.
Cindy Sheehan's new booklet, Myth America, examines two distinct groups of people that clearly show that we are not all in this together, as President Obama declared. The first group, the robber class, are wealthy victimizers such as those corporations and politicians that profit off the hard labor of others through economic theft and violent exploitation. The second group, the robbed class, are the victims, such as those who work multiple jobs just to make ends meet, those who send their children off to die in robber class wars, those who lack proper health care, those who are denied decent education, and those who lose their jobs and homes and become homeless. Myth America exposes America's robber class, which controls our government, and affirms that we, the robbed class, can only be robbed if we allow it. To obtain a copy of Myth America and learn how we can take back our country, please visit CindySheehansSoapbox.com.
Welcome back to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox here on Green 960. As I promised before the break, my guest for today's show is courageous Congresswoman, ex-Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. Cynthia, welcome to my show.
Well, it's wonderful to be with you, Cindy.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on. as always, it's great to talk to you. I very proudly and am very proud of the fact that I supported you in the 2008 presidential elections, you and Rosa Clemente, your vice presidential running mate. I go all over the country and I talk about how you stood up to the Israeli government, not succumbed or sold out to the Israeli government when you tried to go to Gaza, and how you've always been right on the issues. So I want you to tell my listeners what happened when you tried to get to Gaza to deliver humanitarian aid to that country. And that was during the very height of the Israeli bombing of Gaza, wasn't it?
That's exactly right. And let me also just say that I'm very proud to have your support, to have had your support, and to have supported you. And I think you need to be our congresswoman. You definitely are our voice. And I believe you showed us the power of one. People talk about it. But there you were, a grieving mother, and you demanded to get the answers to your question. And it didn't matter how long it took. It didn't matter how high you had to go. You wanted to go directly to the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, to get those answers. And, of course, now the entire country knows that the decisions that they made were based all on a bunch of lies that were concocted for the purpose of putting our young men and women into harm's way to occupy a foreign country. Now we're occupying two foreign countries. Yeah. And, of course, we've got our bases on in over 100 countries around the world. So we have a lot of work to do. And what I tried to let people know is that you can't get a different outcome by doing the same thing. You got to do something different. And I was proud that you chose to run as an independent, to run against Nancy Pelosi, because ultimately Nancy Pelosi was the voice and the embodiment of the Democratic Party's collaboration with all of that. And now we see it being brought out more than ever. We see that the Democrats are carrying on the Republican line, whether it's torture, rendition for torture, stalling on producing the emails from the Bush administration,
right.
Illegal wiretapping, all of that doesn't matter, and the drones that are going into Pakistan and killing people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's business as usual for the victims of U.S. policy. They haven't seen a change, and they haven't seen hope. And so we have to keep going. And so I'm happy to be on your show today, because we just keep going and we keep getting our message out.
Well, Cynthia, you got a little bit off the subject of my question, but now that we're on this subject, I'm just recently enraged over, first of all, I asked George Bush what noble cause my son died. Now the Obama administration is extending the occupation of Iraq. They're sending, even though he said that was a dumb war, he's not closing it out and bringing our troops home, sending more troops to Afghanistan. And what noble cause are the mothers of Iraq and Afghanistan losing their children for? What noble cause will our the mothers of our soldiers be losing their sons and daughters for? But over the weekend or last Friday, members of the Obama administration, the Justice Department, were in federal court, I believe here in San Francisco, arguing and defending John Yoo and their torture policies. And how can people still, defend that or support that, even though, Obama didn't formulate these policies? To me, it would show integrity to repudiate them and hold the people accountable who have broken international law, who have broken, demolished our Constitution. But Obama and his administration are continuing that instead of overturning the abominations of the Bush administration.
You're absolutely right. And so that's why I think I know I'm getting in my email box messages from folks saying, I'm sorry I voted for Obama. I should have voted for you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're getting the same kinds of messages.
Oh, absolutely.
But you see,
already,
it's too
good.
Late. The day after Election Day, it's too late.
Right.
Because everything is geared toward getting those votes on Election Day. So we have to do a little bit better job of educating the voters prior to the election what to expect, and it's hard to go against that media machine, so I'm glad you're in the media. But now, with respect to Gaza, I was on this boat, a pleasure boat, carrying 3 tons of medical supplies, and the day after, the day of the start of the bombing of Gaza, I received a phone call from the co-founder of the Free Gaza Movement asking me if I would go to Gaza tomorrow. And so I said yes before I even thought about it. Then when I began packing and everything, and then I go to my mom and my dad, and then that's when my mom begged me not to go, and then there was a lot of hand-holding, and she talked to the co-founder of the Free Gaza Movement, and he assured her everything's going to be fine. And
your mom sounds like my kids. My kids always do that to me when I'm going to the Middle East. But
And my dad said, the last thing as I walked out the door, he said, "You're going to be sitting ducks."
Oh, and your dad turned out to be right.
And my dad turned out to be right. That's right. So we go out there, and, it's just a pleasure boat. We've got 3 doctors on board. We've got the 3 tons of medical supplies. We had CNN reporter on board. We had Al Jazeera on board. It was the first time CNN had joined the Dignity, but the Dignity had set sail successfully and made it to Gaza 5 other times. So
right.
No one expected that we were going to experience what we experienced. And then in the middle of the night, in the middle of international waters, out of nowhere, boom.
Wow.
And we're awakened, and then the Israelis communicated with us, of course, after the fact, and told us to turn around and go back, or else go back to Larnaca, is what they said, or else we are going to fire on you. And we didn't have enough gas to go back to Larnaca, and the captain communicated that to the Israelis. It didn't matter. They kept saying it. And so then the boat is taking on water. The boat is severely damaged. You can still see it if you go to CNN.com. You can see, the boat's actually been totaled.
Mm-hmm.
So then the weirdness began because
it was weird after you were you were around.
Yeah, because the Israelis were lying. And the Israelis told lie after lie after lie. Obviously they panicked. And at least I think they panicked, because I don't think they really thought that the CNN reporter would be so obstinate.
Mm-hmm.
He was literally arguing with CNN headquarters, "No, that's not what happened, and I'm not going to say that," And he just kept saying, "No, that's not what happened. The Israelis are lying." He just, he just kept saying that over and over again. Every time the Israelis would come up with a new story, he would have to refute the story. And the most ludicrous story was, there were several of them, but that our captain was responsible because he was trying to outmaneuver the warship, and he damaged their boat.
Uh-huh.
And but the only thing that saved us, really, was the fact that the boat was an old boat. It was made of wood construction.
Right.
And as a result, what I'm told is that these modern boats are made of fiberglass. If it had been a fiberglass boat, we'd be out there in the middle of the sea right now.
Jeez.
Because it was a wooden structure, it was able to withstand the the ramming, and we were able to limp into Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
After the Lebanese military agreed to rescue us.
Well, I heard about it by email, and then I saw I saw it on CNN, and I saw you standing, I guess you were on the shore, and the boat was behind you, and you made a very strong statement against the Israeli bombing of Gaza. And I contrast that with Obama during that entire time saying, I'm not going to comment on it because there's only one president at a time, even though he felt he could comment on everything else during the transition period. And another thing is, you don't say that you can't comment on something because you're not president. He was a senator at the time. And, you know, we're all citizens of the world. We're all American citizens. We can comment on policy. But on current events or what's happening on foreign policy. But then what I feel like our role is, the grassroots or people like you and I, is that we don't have to compromise our integrity or our values.
Yes.
You didn't even do that when you were a politician in Congress. You always stood up for what's right. You always stood up for the people and all the people of the world. You know, the people of your district, I think, were very lucky to have somebody who recognized that, we're all interconnected, and what we do in Gaza or what we do in Iraq or what we do in Afghanistan affects us in, you know, places like New Orleans during Katrina. And
That's right.
With people like Oscar Grant getting murdered by the police state in America is the same thing as innocent people in Gaza, Baghdad, and Afghanistan being killed. So I was just so, first of all, shocked that CNN would put such a strong statement against Israel on, but thankful that you were there standing up for the people of Gaza so publicly. And it was awful what happened to you, but it was an opportunity to make a statement that was contrary to what we hear usually from our politicians here in the United States.
That's exactly right. And in fact, you're so right. CNN actually censored my comments for the remainder of the day. The only time that they actually were presented to the American people in their entirety was the one time when they were given live. And you're so right. CNN just they didn't cover our event. I don't know why they sent the journalist there, if they, I guess, so that they could spin the story. And I guess if we had been successful in getting into Gaza, they would have spun that there was no bombing going on, but thank goodness they sent the right journalist. They sent a real journalist who refused to allow his report to be tampered with.
Well, and thank God also for YouTube and the internet, and those things can be captured, and they can't put a spin on things anymore, because we are citizens and we're citizen journalists. Well, we have to take a break right now. And when we come back, I'd like to talk to you about what you're doing right now and the Reconstruction Party and any other, activism that you're currently doing that my listeners can plug into. You're listening to Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox here on Green 960. We'll be right back to continue our conversation with Cynthia McKinney.
Hi, my name is Pam. I live in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco, and I have been a supporter of Cindy's since she announced she was going to run for Congress against Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. I worked tirelessly on her campaign because I believe in Cindy, and I believe in the cause of peace and justice that she stands for. If you're listening to this show, then more than likely you support Cindy too. Please consider making a donation to keep Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox airing on the web. It is important for me to be able to continue to hear the truth. In a world where truth and courage are in such short supply, Cindy fills that void. Please go to www.cindysheehansoapbox.com and click on the donate link. That's www.cindysheehansoapbox.com.
Cindy Sheehan's new booklet, Myth America, examines two distinct groups of people that clearly show that we are not all in this together, as President Obama declared. The first group, the robber class, are wealthy victimizers such as those corporations and politicians that profit off the hard labor of others through economic theft and violent exploitation. The second group, the robbed class, are the victims, such as those who work multiple jobs just to make ends meet, those who send their children off to die in robber class wars, those who lack proper health care, those who are denied decent education, and those who lose their jobs and homes and become homeless. Myth America exposes America's robber class, which controls our government, and affirms that we, the robbed class, can only be robbed if we allow it. To obtain a copy of Myth America and learn how we can take back our country, please visit CindySheehansSoapbox.com.
Welcome back to Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox here on Green 960. We're speaking with Cynthia McKinney. As always, you can get a hold of me at Cindy at CindySheehansSoapbox.com, and we'll give Cynthia an opportunity to tell you all how you can stay in touch with her also. So, Cynthia, you're back from Gaza, and you went, where, Malaysia? Is that where
yes.
you just were? What were you doing there?
Yes, I went to Malaysia because I have been a part of the Malaysia Peace Organization, which was founded by the former Prime Minister Tun Mahathir for the purpose of holding accountable those who are responsible for violations of international law involving war.
Mm-hmm.
And So we started off with the victims. I actually had the opportunity to see the victims of Abu Ghraib. Now, I have lawyer friends all over the world who there actually is a court case right now in the United States that somehow they've kept very quiet, but it's a friend of mine who's doing that case about Abu Ghraib. But it's one thing to read about,
mm-hmm.
you know, what the United States is doing,
right.
what our tax dollars are doing. It's another thing to actually see people who have been victimized.
Right. I've spoken to people that were in Abu Ghraib and in Guantanamo, and it's horrifying and it's gut-wrenching. And really sickening to know what our government is doing to people.
That's exactly right. And you know, it's incumbent upon us to not accept the lies. There's got to be, you know, we just came from a very slick, came through a very slick political campaign with a lot of TV ads, very well executed. But the bottom line is that on 2 days after President Obama was sworn in, he signed the executive order to continue the drones attacking Pakistan.
Yep.
And I think on that first drone, there were like that first drone attack, there were like 20 or so people killed. And then on Valentine's Day, another 31 people
right.
were killed.
Right.
So now, you know, those Pakistani, the family members of those who were killed, they don't care if it's a Bush drone or if it's an Obama drone.
Right.
They've lost their loved ones.
Right.
And so, you know, so much for change. There hasn't really been the kind of change that I think people were looking for, and people were led to believe that they would get, and that's why the blackout of my campaign and your campaign
mm-hmm.
was so purposeful.
Right.
Because while we were telling the people the truth, the big media moguls didn't want the people to know the truth because they're all a part of this conspiracy of silence.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, my we've got a lot of YouTube video available on the internet, but the One Gaza incident has more YouTube clicks. Somebody put it up, and it's got more clicks or views, I should say, than all of my YouTube stuff during the Power to the People campaign combined.
Right, right. You never know what's going to, like, spark that kind of thing.
That's
the unfortunate thing about when I said thank God for the internet, thank God for YouTube. You never know what, you know, you gave many powerful campaign performances. I shouldn't say performances, speeches,
yeah.
rallies or whatever. And I saw, you know, many of them and very inspiring, something that I think your campaign with Rosa was historic. Both women of color. Rosa's a young, you know, hip hop scholar,
yes.
and you energize many, many young people. But to, you know, if we could use that power and channel it more effectively to even reach out to more young people, because they're the ones with the energy. They're the ones that have everything at stake for what
That's
Obama's
right.
doing. And what makes me upset is that all their energy was channeled towards, you know, really this change that is just continuity. And a lot of what bothers me about the Obama administration, among a lot of things, is that many young people of color are now joining the military thinking that they have, you know, a leader that they can trust. And and Obama, no matter what we think of him, you know, he's just a small cog in the military-industrial complex. And, you know, whoever is president, the military-industrial complex is going to misuse and abuse our soldiers. And not only are people of color joining, but people who are caught up in this horrible economy that think they don't have any alternative, but they're joining the military. And, you know, it's very upsetting to me that the people of the robber class can always use the robbed class this way. And we just really need to, you know, just to be able to spread the word and to do it contra to the mainstream media and the mainstream who, like you said, they do not want our voices to get out there. But talk about your Power to the People campaign, because it really is a grassroots driven campaign.
Right. And that's why we called it the Power to the People campaign, because we wanted anyone who felt that the two-party system was no longer functioning them, representing their values, to feel free to join with us. And so we had people from across the entire political spectrum. We had former Republicans who could no longer put their faith in the Republican Party, and they were supporters. We had former Democrats. We had actually current Democrats
right.
Who just couldn't bring themselves to cast that vote for the Democratic Party in November once their preferred candidate in the primary was eliminated. So, so now, you know, I think what we did was we launched a campaign, and it turned out to be the kind of campaign that could have captured the imaginations of a lot of people, but it turned out instead to be a campaign that was launched in the most difficult of circumstances, under the most difficult circumstances. And so with that having been said, then those who were our supporters, we now know, you know, those are the ones whose faith was unshakable, one, in the ability of third-party candidacy to represent their values and to participate. So they still hadn't, and in fact, we had people who had dropped out of this political system altogether come back in and register to vote
right.
Just because they finally had someone who did represent their values. Now, if you look at Obama's economic team, one of the things that is quite disconcerting to me is if you look at what happened with the Soviet Union and then the fall of the Soviet Union, and you had these predators, basically, who went into Russia.
Like Lawrence Summers?
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. That entire crowd.
Right.
And basically, they took over the state enterprises and created the oligarchs that Putin is trying to battle now.
Right.
There is something that ought to belong to the totality of the Russian people.
Right, the common good.
That's right. It's, you know, it's the Russian patrimony. And the same goes here, is that we shouldn't see the privatization of everything that we know to be the United States, the public airwaves, the public transportation grid, the, you know, all of these things stand to be privatized, our airports, our hospitals, everything.
Our schools. You know, when Obama said charter schools in his non-State of the Union a couple of weeks ago, it just made my heart sink, because you know how what that's doing in such places as New Orleans after Katrina. You know, it's a very ruling class elite system that they're trying to put into place.
That's exactly right. And we have to understand just exactly what's going on. I don't want a small group of oligarchs to be created by this crowd that's the same crowd that did the same thing in Russia. And who's going to be the kind of leader, who's going to provide the kind of leadership that will counter these moves? I'm very proud to say that we put out an economic program that included the nationalization, and people talk about nationalization. What we are seeing now is not nationalization. We're seeing the socialization of all of the bad things that these bankster fraudsters did, but we're not sharing in the wealth of what they did. So what I propose is that the Federal Reserve become an entity, a public entity owned by the people of the United States, that we have government-owned banks, that the currency, the U.S. dollar, be reflective of the industriousness of the people of this country rather than a debt
Bankers. Right, not based on credit. Not inflated, out of control. We had the same program in the Cindy for Congress campaign too. But you know, I would like to even see the Federal Reserve owned by the people, but owned locally by the people, not a you know, national entity, but more locally controlled by local boards, and not you know, a behemoth like it is right now.
That's exactly right. And so, but these ideas aren't being put on the table. And in fact, what you find is that the acceptable range of a public discourse is very narrow.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly,
you will never, like, for example, how John Conyers had to fight to get the doctors invited, the single payer doctors invited
mm-hmm.
to the health summit.
Right.
Okay, so now they're invited. Okay, well, that's one battle, but I don't know that that is the battle that they're invited, because ultimately the Congress is the one that controls what legislation is passed. So I wouldn't go begging the president to let some folks go into a meeting, while I guess it's important that they are there, and I certainly don't object that they are there.
Right.
But if you really want single payer, then organize 218 members of Congress in the House and the requisite number in the Senate, and which would be 51, and then present that legislation to the president and dare him to veto it.
Oh, you know, you're absolutely right. It just It just bothers me so much that we have lost almost all checks and balances in this government. You know, we're supposed to be a three-part government. We really, it seems like we're getting to be a dictatorship that rolls over every 4 to 8 years. And we only have a minute left. And, you know, you said we have to have leadership.
Oh, yes.
But with Obama, you know, Obama appointing Bush rollovers, Clinton rollovers for his financial team, his foreign policy team. It looks like he's being led more than being a leader. But please tell my listeners how they can keep in touch with you and keep abreast of what you're doing right now.
Basically, what we're doing is we're trying to start what we're calling the dignity movement, because I think that's what voters were looking for when they went to the polls and voted in November.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of dignity for our country.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is basically where my energies are going in between the speaking engagements and the travel.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want people to do, people can reach me at mckinney.cynthia@gmail.com. And I do try to read all and respond to all of my emails that come through. But you will be hearing more about dignity in the weeks to come.
Well, we just need to take that energy, and we need to be there when inevitably people are already starting to be disappointed.
Yes.
In Obama, and we need to be there to pick up the pieces, and we need to be a very organized and honest force with integrity. Our messages never waver, and that's what, you know, one thing that we have going for us. But Cynthia, thank you for being on my show. I hope you'll come back again, and we can talk about this dignity movement, because I think you're right. I think that's what people are craving right now.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after the break with my Soapbox Rant. You're listening to Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox on Green 960.
Cindy Sheehan's new booklet, Myth America, examines two distinct groups of people that clearly show that we are not all in this together, as President Obama declared. The first group, the robber class, are wealthy victimizers such as those corporations and politicians that profit off the hard labor of others through economic theft and violent exploitation. The second group, the robbed class, are the victims, such as those who work multiple jobs just to make ends meet, those who send their children off to die in robber class wars, those who lack proper health care, those who are denied decent education, and those who lose their jobs and homes and become homeless. Myth America exposes America's robber class, which controls our government, and affirms that we, the robbed class, can only be robbed if we allow it. To obtain a copy of Myth America and learn how we can take back our country, please visit CindySheehansSoapbox.com.
Hi, my name is Pam. I live in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco, and I have been a supporter of Cindy's since she announced she was going to run for Congress against Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. I worked tirelessly on her campaign because I believe in Cindy, and I believe in the cause of peace and justice that she stands for. If you are listening to this show, then more than likely you support Cindy too. Please consider making a donation to keep Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox airing on the web. It is important for me to be able to continue to hear the truth. In a world where truth and courage are in such short supply, Cindy fills that void. Please go to www.cindysheehansoapbox.com and click on the donate link. That's www.cindysheehansoapbox.com.
Thank you. cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you, lay your body down. Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you, lay your body down.
This is Cynthia McKinney, and I'm calling from an Israeli prison cell block. The Free Gaza 21, who are human rights activists trying to take medical supplies, building supplies, and mostly crayons for children. I had a suitcase full of crayons for children to Gaza. And while we were on our way to Gaza, the Israelis threatened to fire on our boat. We did not turn around. Because we didn't turn around, the Israelis hijacked us, because we wanted to give crayons to the children of Gaza. While we've been here, we have heard stories. We're in the women's section, and I have met women from Eritrea, Ethiopia, Sudan, Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, Niger, and all of these women say the same thing, that they arrived here in a very difficult way. They came here through the United Nations. They have paperwork from the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, but when they arrived in Israel, they were taken by the police because Israel says to them, there is no UN in Israel. And what they all say is that we as foreigners have no rights. It's clear that the children of Palestine also don't have any rights. Something as simple as crayons for children. We have not committed any crime. We have been detained, and we want the people, really, of the world to see how we have been treated just because we wanted to deliver humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. It is incumbent upon President Obama to stand by his reported policy of easing the Gazan blockade and of allowing building supplies, medical supplies, and school supplies to go through. We call upon President Obama to use the highest levels of his authority to transmit this message to the Israelis. Let the Free Gaza 21 go, but also help the Palestinian people and the children of Gaza to assert and enjoy their natural human rights.
That was Cynthia McKinney speaking from an Israeli jail. All my heart and my best wishes go to her, and we hope that for a speedy return to Cynthia and the 21 other people who are somewhere sucked into the Israeli prison system. My Ask Cindy today comes from a listener, Norm, up in Washington State. I don't want to say Norm's last name, but Norm says, Cindy, because my job just went bye-bye due to the GM bankruptcy, I must cancel my monthly donations to you. If you need to contact me, you can reach me on my cell phone for a couple of weeks before I cancel it. Love, Norm. Well, Norm, first of all, I'm sorry about you losing your job. It is a very, scary economy we're living in, and I want to thank you so much for your support for Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox. All of the monthly donations have been canceled due to a glitch in my server. If people want to make donations online, they have to go to paypal.com and put in my name, Cindy, at cindysheehansoapbox.com in the email address, and you can make a donation that way. But Norm, that's not what I'm mostly worried about. The unemployment figures are the highest in 26 years. And Barack Obama, when they were released, said that he's deeply disappointed in those figures. Well, that doesn't stop him from being a robber class politician now, does it? Or a member of the robber class elite who can go and take his wife out to dinner and see a show on Broadway when people are suffering through tough economic times, or meeting his family in France for a weekend. And I know the Obamas aren't hurting in this economy, but they can at least be more sensitive, because many of us in this country are. The unemployment figure was 9.5%, which is pretty horrific, but that doesn't count the people who are unemployed that had to go off the unemployment rolls because they ran out of benefits. That doesn't count the people who are underemployed. Many economists figure that the true figure is at least double that 9.5%. So, Norm and the rest of you, I wish you well in this economy. Okay, your soapbox listener action today is to go to freegaza.org. That's freegaza.org to find out more about Cynthia and her colleagues' arrest in Israel and find out what we can do. But also go to my website, cindysheehansoapbox.com, where I've posted the number for the White House, the phone number for the Israeli embassy in D.C., and the email address for the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv. So we can flood the lines and flood their inboxes with demands to release Cynthia and to allow the humanitarian aid to get into Gaza. Well, that's Cindy Sheehan's soapbox today. I am Cindy Sheehan. I'd like to thank my engineer, Scott, as always, my webmaster, Rich, as always, and my assistant producer, Mikey, as always. This is Cindy Sheehan. I want to thank you, as always, for listening. And I hope to see you out on the road as I'm on my Myth America book tour. And don't forget to go to the website to find out more about my Myth America book tour and to order a copy of Myth America. And the website is cindysheehansoapbox.com. I'll see you next week.
I must make my witness. Have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. Dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes. As if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
get up now. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go stick your head out and yell and keep yelling, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs.
They're yelling in Baton Rouge.